الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله. اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. Anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah, inshallah, about the Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's increase our taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, by understanding His noble and most noble names and attributes. May such appreciation of His attributes inspire us to perform all His commandments and to leave behind all that He has forbidden. Verily, we hope to be among those who are loved and blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in this world and the hereafter. Certainly, most of us were taught and are familiar with words glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the very least, the recitation of the Basmala, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, has become a common practice for us before we start to do anything. Before we leave our homes, before we drink or we eat and so forth. In fact, on a daily basis, we'll make mention of it in every single performance in our prayer, commencing with the recitation of Al-Fatiha and including every recitation of the subsequent surahs in our prayer. However, what is the meaning behind the words Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? It refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most compassionate, gracious, and the most merciful. It alludes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vast mercies bestowed upon His creations. The Lord, who is the most gracious and the most loving upon His servants, and the Lord who will forgive all the sins of His servants, even though they accumulate as high as a mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said in a hadith Qudsi, which means, O my servants, you commit sins by day and night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I shall forgive you. Hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. Therefore, we should never despair from seeking forgiveness for the sins that we have committed throughout our lives. Let us open a new chapter full of hope and compassion, as well as blessings granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us reflect on the words of Allah in the Surah Zumar, verse 53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Mean, say, O my servant, who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Through the attribute of Ar-Rahman, we can also associate the characteristics of justice, as the Lord, who is the most gracious and the most loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow His servants to live without any guidance from Him. The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a result of His compassion for all of His creations. This is clearly illustrated by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a surah attributable to Himself. That is Surah Ar-Rahman in verse 1 to 4. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Qur'an. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Meaning, Allah, the most compassionate, it is He who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him speech and intelligence. It is clearly from this verse how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested His love and grace upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed to us knowledge so that we are able to reflect upon the proofs of His greatness. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran in the same manner as He revealed the previous scripture so that we remain guided in the right path. In addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed prophets to ensure that His hidayah and guidance will reach all people in every generation. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servants, in return, we should exhibit similar characteristics of love and compassion toward our fellow mankind. Hence, our faith is not perfected when we claim to be a believer and a person of taqwa if we do not have love and compassion for mankind, for our brothers in Islam, or toward our own family members. Let us be guided by the best example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who not only loves his family but continuously expresses and articulates his love to them. It was narrated that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Hassan ibn Ali, while on his side sat Al-Aqra ibn Habith Al-Tamimi. Al-Aqra then said, "Verily, I have 10 children, and I have not even kissed any of them." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then turned to him and said, "He who does not love will not be loved." Hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslims. At the same time, if we truly love someone or our family members, we must be fair in extending our love and affection. As an example, for young parents or those who are about to be blessed with a child, we need to develop a wise long-term planning to ensure that every one of our children will receive equal treatment in terms of their development and self-confidence from an early age. As an evidence of our love for someone, we must be able to advise them of their shortcomings and wisdom. This can be achieved if we possess and demonstrate noble characteristics, either in speech or through our actions. Every single one of us is able to exemplify this through our various leadership positions in our community, in our workplace, as parents, teachers, or students. Hopefully, all of us from now on are able to better appreciate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Rahman, al-Rahim, particularly by performing His commands to the best of our ability. This includes loving and caring for mankind and all of His creations. Maybe we're able to receive Allah's mercy and blessings in this world and be reserved a place in a paradise in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The most gracious and the most merciful Al-Rahman Al-Rahim are two honorable names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that to Him all grace and mercy and are attributed in a way that becomes His exaltation. The most gracious is He whose mercy prevails over everything in this world. And the most merciful is He who distinguishes the believers with His mercy in the hereafter. The most gracious Rahman is of an attribute related to exalted self, whereas the most merciful, Al-Rahim, is suggestive of the attribute relationship with whose home Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on. That's why the name the most gracious is never mentioned in a transitive way in the Quranic verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise and glory be to Him, said, and He, and means, translation, and He is full of mercy to the believers. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 43. And He did not say, full of grace. Al-Rahman, the most gracious, in Arabic is a noun. As an epithet, this name directly follows the name of Allah. In the name of God, most gracious, the most merciful. And as a noun, it is mentioned in the Quran as an entire noun in God, the most gracious, is firmly established on the throne. Verses 5, Surah Taha. Also, verses 1 and 2 in Surah Al-Rahman, Allah, most gracious, it is He who has taught the Quran. Surah Al-Isra, verse 110, means, call upon Allah or call upon Al-Rahman. The two names, Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim, are derived from the word Rahmah, which means mercy. The perfect mercy is endowing the necessities with favor. The prevailing mercy is endowing the necessities and the non-necessities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His grace and mercy are complete and prevalent. They are complete because He conveys His grants to those whom He wishes to favor. As for their prevalence, Allah's mercy and grace inundates the non-necessities, the worthy and the unworthy, with the necessities, essentials and luxuries in this world and hereafter. To man, mercy is not void of a heart-rending, painful tenderness that overwhelms the merciful person, as if by doing a merciful deed, he is trying to overcome his own feelings of painful sympathy. Moreover, the merciful person may not be able to convey his help and grants to the needy. Perfection lies in the perfect ability to convey and fulfill the needs of the necessities. From the word Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, one receives a kind of grace inaccessible to mankind's power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious, most beneficent to people. He endows them with the merit of favors. He creates them. Then He guides them to faith and to all means of felicities. Then He grants them His bless in the hereafter. Most perfect bless is offered to them when they beam in brightness and beauty, looking toward their Lord's countenance. That's why Ar-Rahman is more specific than Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory be to Him said, it means Allah most gracious. It is He who has taught the Quran, He has created man, and He has taught him speech. It was said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious of this world and of the hereafter. And He is the most merciful of the hereafter. The name Ar-Rahman can never be attributed to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rahim can be attributed to humankind. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, He wrote there above His throne, "My mercy precedes My wrath." All distress, disease, and the like that we receive in this world are nothing but mercy. Although they may be covered and hidden from man. In other words, good is full of mercy and is meant in itself. But evil may be a blessing covered with the mantle of evil. Any evil that afflicts the human being is not meant in itself, and this is one of the secrets of providence and fate that we are ordered to believe in, the good and evil of it, the sweet and the bitter. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Rahman Al-Rahim, whose mercy and grace encompass every single thing. Glory be to the most gracious, Al-Rahman, the most merciful, Al-Rahim. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al نا من الذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة وكلمة الحق في الغضب والرضا والقصد في الفقر والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين وقض الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ابرم لهذه الأمة أمرا رشيدا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعظم والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.